Hello and welcome to Henny and Hallie Can't Quit Golf. This is something that Hallie and I have wanted to do for the longest time. We're very excited about this. The general premise is some of the frustrations of golf, people's relationships with golf. We're going to be talking to some of the biggest names in the golf world, as well as outside of the golf world, celebrities, other sports people who just love golf, but also understand that really frustrating relationship that we all have with the game. Hallie, like I said, I'm so excited that we're finally getting to do this together.
So excited, Henny.
Kick us off, Hallie. What's your relationship like with golf and how has that evolved over the years?
Ooh, that's a great question, Henny. My relationship with golf. So golf has always been in my life. You know, my dad's a golf instructor. My mom played professionally. That's how my parents met. My mom went to go get lessons from my dad. So literally would not be on this planet with if it wasn't.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's not very professional, Dad, but all right. Carry on. Everybody in my family played. And when I was younger, like, to be honest, I thought golf was so boring. And I was like, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'm going to go ride some horsies. I do not want to hit a little white golf ball around. But ultimately, you know, my brothers played and that's what was talked about around the dinner table. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll give this a go. So when I was about 12 or 13, I decided that I also potentially wanted to get into the game of golf. And I shot 136 for my first 18 holes. And I was like, oh, not very good. So, so I ended up though, you know, kind of falling in love with the game as much as I thought that would never be possible. Ended up playing in high school and played in college and then turned professional for literally for like 4 months. And I was like, just kidding, never mind. But, you know, throughout that time, I love golf, but there were definitely times where I hated it simultaneously. And I am so grateful for literally everything golf has given me everything, my family, my friends, my career. But there have been times where I'm just like, screw this game, screw it. I don't want anything to do with you, but you know, always came back. And so, yeah, but Henny, what about you? What is your relationship with golf been like?
Oh my goodness. I honestly don't think we have enough time in this little preview episode, but I did not come from a golfing family. I came from a family that knew nothing about golf. We were super, super poor growing up and had a really difficult childhood and upbringing. And golf was kind of my outlet and way out. And then, goodness, I left school at 16. I turned professional at 18, was on tour for 7 years. And then I had some really severe back injuries. The final one left me unable to walk for a while and took kind of 2 years to rehab and learn to walk again. And in that time, I started working at Sky and then went a different way into broadcasting now, but still within golf. And so that retirement process that I've spoken about it a lot before, it was really tough. I suffered with depression. It just wasn't on my terms. But very similar to you in that golf has really given me absolutely everything. I wouldn't have met my husband and had the family I have now or have the career I have now. So even though over the years, even in the good times, very up and down, lots of love-hate relationship, and then finishing my golf career was exceptionally tough. Now I'm honestly still trying to find my way back to that relationship with golf because it was like a means to an end, but then I was good at it. So I loved being good at it. And then now I work in it. So when I come home, I'm like, I don't know if I want to practice and spend time, you know, grinding away at my game. But actually having my daughter recently has made me want to do it again because I'd love to play with her. A lot of my friends I used to play on tour with now play with their daughters who are like 5, 6 years old and it's adorable. So that's kind of my motivation now. But yeah, I summarize that by saying a very complex, very up and down, long relationship with golf that's been awful and incredible all at the same time.
And well, I think we will, what we will see is that a lot of our guests have also very complicated relationships with golf, whether they are tour players or comedians. And I'm really excited to, you know, do more of these conversations with you and share these interviews with all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Likewise, I cannot wait to get started. As you said, as well as all of that stuff around golf, the relationships, the playing, the frustrations, there will be a lot of nonsense. Let's not forget, it is me and Hallie. We are two ridiculous humans. Don't think that this will be super deep, because at some point it's really not. It's the polar opposite.
Yeah, so. This is a game. We're keeping it fun.
If you have any questions or you like something that you heard in the pod, please reach out to us on socials. I'm at Henny Coy across all platforms. Hallie, you are?
At Hallie Led.
We'll speak to you guys.
Wait, I just realized we both have shortened our last names. On. I didn't know we both did that.
Is that cool? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah. At Kenny Coy, at Hallie Led. Love it. Awesome. Well, enjoy the podcast, guys.